Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we live, brother. We live.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah. In the name of Allah, the Most High, I wanted to greet everyone tonight and give a large greeting of Assalamu Alaikum and also Salams, peace to everyone who is joining us tonight. And may you all be in good health and well-being. I want to give a special thanks to Randy J. Sean Jackson for this presentation of, you know, Point of Impact broadcast podcast tonight. We here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, Point of Impact broadcast podcast is taking off tonight, right here and now. And we're right here at the location of Authentically Me and Ian and Barber Lounge. We're at the location of my two valuable sponsors who have always sponsored me through everything and all the events and things that we've had, particularly with the nonprofit Community United Focus. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. Tonight, we will definitely touch on some valuable things and pointers, but most importantly, I wanted to just remind everyone here today, you know, and to understand that, you know, everything that we do in our lives should begin with having sincerity. And in the language of Arabia, which is the language of my faith in which I practice of Islam, it would be ikhlas. And this sincerity should first and foremost be something embedded, which is comes from the heart, right? And it is those things in which we do from the heart that we do with nothing but clear intentions to bring about benefit and good, right? But bringing about benefit and good shouldn't be just based upon our own intellect, you know, because we can intend to bring about good and bring about harm. We can intend to do something good, and then from that, we bring harm. You know, we see this often when we try to handle issues or we may address issues in certain ways. But, you know, having good intentions is where it all starts. And then having a path in which to follow in order to get positive results should be how we proceed with these intentions being exemplified, you know, with this intention of sincerity being exemplified. And I just wanted to remind and touch on that in the very beginning of this of this first broadcast of our Point of Impact podcast, and touching clearly because I want everybody to know that this podcast is sincerity. It is sincerity in seeking to aid the community, the listeners, as well as ourselves, you know, most importantly ourselves, you know, because there's a lot of issues going on in our community that we need to address, and what better form to address it than one that is direct, clear, and with most importantly, sincerity, you know, and knowing that whatever is coming across is meant purely for nothing but good intentions. And so I wanted to begin this podcast in that mannerism and getting us to all understand that, you know, there will be opportunities for people to call in. So if you want to call in, make sure when you call in and you want to participate or ask a question, make sure you hit dial one so that the producer can know to, you know, allow you to come in when we do take calls and we do allow you to speak and things of that nature. So if you want to, you know, if you're wanting to give some advice or you're wishing to maybe ask a question, just hit one. Hopefully, we wanted to have a beautiful person that I dearly love visit us tonight. I don't know, he's not feeling very well. Hopefully he'll feel a little more up to participating in being our guest tonight. And that's the brother Emmanuel Asu. He's not feeling very well, so he wasn't certain if he would be up to calling in tonight to participate. But the topic of tonight is a very, very important topic that I think would bring value to us all, taking a very close look and examining within ourselves our approach to this topic. And the topic is family, but most importantly, brotherhood exemplified in the community and how the community in itself is family, you see? And so that's what we want to talk about today. And we've heard the old vintage and the old saying of it takes a village to raise a child, right? But, you know, in that village of raising that child, then that's saying that the village itself is a family, right? Because a family together raises a child, right? So if that is the case, then that would say in token, in proceeding on with understanding this statement in a broader comprehension, it's pretty much stating that, you know, the community, the village, the community itself is a family, right? And for generations in years, we as African Americans or Black people, however you want to, you know, refer to the nationality of people who are of, you know, African or Black persuasion, in or those who are of Hispanic persuasion, who, you know, we are titled as in this country minorities, people in need, right? But we know that we come from an heritage. We come from a heritage and a culture and a lineage of generations and generations before our time where our communities, you know what I'm saying, raised the children as well as served to, you know, aid one another to a success, and therefore they were a family. But here today, in today's time, we find that persuasion of life and cultivation in our lives, especially here in the United States, is we're definitely far, far off from our community being family, you know. And the sad thing of it is, you know, nationality seems to always play a big part in one's community, but really it shouldn't. Because every one of us, even though we may be of certain nationalities, we're still only one race of people, the human race. And I just believe that there's great value in, you know, understanding that your community is your family. You know, when I was young, in the streets of Paterson, New Jersey, where I'm from, you know, I was raised to, you know, understand that the people that was my community, that we protected each other, we aided each other, and we looked over each other. You know what I'm saying? We were in support of each other. Like when I was young, you know, we would always look out for each other. The kids would always look out for each other. The parents would, you know, even scold you at times, you know, if you was out of line. You know what I'm saying? They would admonish you. And then when your parents got home, they would admonish you for, you know, whatever the issue was. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but a lot of these valuable traits of community and family have left us. And I believe that we really need to revisit them. And this is the topic that I wanted to visit in our first, you know, broadcast, because the young man that I wanted you to meet tonight, Emmanuel Asu, and my brother Mikiel, you know, we are brothers. Now, they are not my blood brothers. They're not children of my father or my mother, no. They're not my biological brothers, but they are my brothers. And they are my brothers because we, in a sense, have established ourselves as a community, And we value that community that we have, that communion of unity that we have with one another. We value it. We value that communion, you know, of unity that we share with each other through not only good times, but hardships and pains and things that we've had to struggle through as men to become the men that we are. You know what I'm saying? Aiding one another, most importantly, with advice, support, you know what I'm saying, and strengthening one another with love and understanding and compassion. And in times, sometimes, you know, knowing when to be harsh with one another, you know, in order to get, you know, get each other up off the wrong foot, you know. And these are, you know, valuable lessons that I've learned with my family. And then growing up in Patterson, I was, you know, always raised to care for the people who are nearest to you. You know what I'm saying? When I was young, and I grew up on 17th Ave, you know what I'm saying, and then moved from 17th Ave to Oak Street, and grew up in the Market Street area of Eastside High, you know what I'm saying, in that area. And I'm going to tell you, those were some of the most beautiful days of my life, because those people who surrounded me from 17th Ave to Market Street, man, we were family. And I was very overprotective of my family. I was very overprotective of my family. And a lot of them were very overprotective of me. You know, and even to this day, you know, it's a beautiful thing, you know, to be able to reach back and know that there is that primary support from these people who were very much involved in the growth of my life. You know what I'm saying? Me becoming the man that I am today. You know, a lot of the values that I partake in my life today came from the lessons that I attained while, you know, enjoying the company of these men. Jay Sean, if Emmanuel Cup comes in, man, just let me know and we'll go ahead and pop him in. But, you know, people, I really wanted you to contemplate on this, because so many of us today, we don't seem to have the value of family. You know, I look at the youth today, and what I see missing is that family attribute. You know, that family attribute, you know, of caring even for those who are immediate to them, you know. And this is something that we need to really strive to penetrate and remove from our community, you know what I'm saying, and our communion of union with one another, you know, because as a community, it's much easier for you to attain a great deal of success that you may strive otherwise on your own. It's not very easy contending with the world, you know, on your own. I don't think anybody, you know, would oppose that. You know, I don't know of anybody who just jumped out there in the world and took on the world alone and conquered the world without support, without advice, without guidance, you know, without wisdom shared to them. You know what I'm saying? And no one became a leader just on, you know, instinct. You had to take something from somewhere, from someone. The guidance had to begin somewhere. The support had to be provided somewhere, you know. And this is very important for us to humble ourselves, to take in and really strive to, you know, grab a hold of and get the reins of it and try to apply it in our everyday life, you know, with those who are nearest to us. You know, brotherhood is something valuable. It is very valuable to me. And, you know, I share a great deal of brotherhood with my brothers of faith. I share a great deal of brotherhood with my family members. I share a great deal of brotherhood with my, you know, my brothers in my community, you know, And the brotherhood is, when we use this term brotherhood, okay, it is not just related to men. It's related to women as well. You know, it's related to women as well. And in defining it, we need to understand that, you know, the brotherhood is normally those, a group of people who you and them are yoked together in a proper cause, you know, or a proper cause or some type of ideal or methodology of life or beliefs that you wish to attain and you all striving together in. And your brotherhood is solidified through this, you know, through having this air-like belief or this air-like cause, okay? And when you are in difference with that cause, of course, it crushes your brotherhood. So my thing is, you know, it's understanding the importance and understanding the importance of striving to develop and build a brotherhood within your community. A brotherhood that is about, you know, development and benefit and progress in your community. Because you are the people that have to live in that surrounding environment and that circumference, right? And you, so therefore together, your cause should be for the benefit of you all to live in a secure, first, secure environment, and then a social environment that brings upon success, right? And this is where, you know, we want to realize today. You know, just to bring the note, there are so many issues that complicate a lot of the lives of, you know, young men, and prospectively, I'm going to be 100 with you, the lives of black men and Hispanic men in this country, right? And you would not even, you know, you would not even consider, like, we look at a lot of the barriers that are in the way, and we kind of desensitize ourselves to considering the man who these barriers block from getting ahead in life. But if we cooperated and operated as a community to aid one another through these barriers, the barriers would then be removed, because we would realize in that brotherhood that we were just talking about, that we would want for every individual what we desire and want for ourselves. Right? But this is like what? That's definitely something that we do not see in our communities, right? You know, you always, you know, people are not concerned any longer about the next man. And sadly, this is the temperament and the mind state of much of society today. It's like, you know, for self, you know, it's no more that each one teach one. You know, it's no more one for all and all for one. You know what I'm saying? It's like now it's just me and me and me and me. So, you know, we really have to focus on striving to, you may hear me use this term often, recultivate and re-educate ourselves. You know, and as a man of faith and a man who fears God, I have to tell you that it all begins with the knowledge, the elm, the knowledge of what Allah God prescribes and has legislated for you in order for you to succeed. And if you're trying any other method from your own intellect, to believe that your intellect knows what is best and your intellect knows what is right, right there, you're already in a defeated mind state. You're already in a defeated mind state. You know, the big head scientist mind state, you know, you already going wrong. So, you know, you want to kind of really be careful. And, you know, we really want to reflect. So far, we've, We've been in 20 minutes, maybe 18 minutes of talk here. And I don't know if Brother Emmanuel is going to show up, but let me just bring you some facts, okay? Because that's another issue going on in our society today, which causes us to not, you know, have the solidification of brotherhood and, you know, family and community. Right now, families are divided. Families are divided based upon this COVID. You know, families are divided. You know, oh, you getting a shot. No, I don't think you should get the shot. I don't agree with the shot. The shot is this. I think you should get the shot. Oh, you don't come around me if you ain't getting a shot. Like, we are totally divided from all of these undermining barriers that are put in the way. Like, I'm just going to think about it. Sisters, brothers, mothers, and their children. You don't want to get the shot, don't come around me. You know what I'm saying? You know, oh, you went and got the shot. Stay away from me. Yo, like, really? So when most of the time when people get ill or illnesses are attacking communities, what happened? People come together. People come together to take care of one another. Well, this COVID, it's a whole nother monster. It's a whole nother monster that has totally separated us from one another, and it is tearing our communities and our families apart. And that's why I really felt it necessary to speak about the importance of, you know, family and community and coming together, okay? I really did, and I felt it very important. Just some facts, because if you don't know much about my history, I spent 25 years of incarceration, and I just returned home December the 17th. I'm very, very, very direct about this, and I talk about it often because I received an illegal sentence, and I was incarcerated, and I was unjustly sentenced. I was unjustly, not that I didn't commit a crime, but because I committed a crime, should a crime have been committed against me? Absolutely not. You know, so this is, you know, something that I'm very, very passionate about. Just to give you a factual point before we go into a quick break, I want to give you a factual point, and this is coming from the criminal justice fact of the NAACP and what they state. Now, I'm not a great fan of the NAACP. I believe they could be doing more. I believe that, you know, they can be more active, because the NAACP was one of the organizations that failed me in a time of need. You know what I'm saying? When I was incarcerated and I was fighting my struggle, I'm keeping it 100. They were not there to support me and my family when we reached out to them. As a matter of fact, they closed the door. Okay? So, you know what I'm saying? Inshallah, be it the will of God, you know, I'm praying that, you know, may my affairs be corrected, and may their affairs be corrected. And I'm hoping that they're doing better with assisting people who are, you know, in the harm's way, because it's just, you know, these organizations are supposed to be in alignment to aid those who are in need, black, white, whatever. People in general, when people poor, you know, money and persuasion shouldn't matter about you getting the help that you need. But they did post a beautiful fact that I wanted to bring to your attention. And they said 30% of the U.S. population, okay, 30% of the U.S. population is incarcerated by black people or African-Americans and Hispanics, compared to 56% of the U.S. incarcerated population being represented, okay, by blacks or African-Americans, okay? So that's a huge number there, 32%, okay? That's a huge number. 32% of the U.S. population is represented by black people. It's represented, excuse me, by black people of African Americans and Hispanics, 32%. Okay, of U.S. population. So the 32% of the U.S. population is black and Hispanic, right? Compared to 56% of the U.S. incarcerated population being represented by blacks or African Americans or Hispanics in the prison system. So in the prison system, we 56% of the prison population. 56%. When in America in whole, we 32%. That's an equation that needs to be definitely decreased, huh? Don't you all agree? So right now, with that being said, we're going to take a quick pause for like 3 minutes, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to jump on a topic pertaining to, family and what we think is most needed in the ingredients of, aiding or establishing or building a strong family. All right? All right, Jay Shaw, let's take a little break right here. We'll return in 3 minutes, everyone. Okay, how's everyone doing? Salam, peace to everyone again. Before we begin touching on the next topic, if there's anyone that would like to, you know, give some advice or maybe ask a question pertaining to the first session of our podcast talk, you can do so by pressing one. And we'll take two calls right now. If there's anything that you'd like to add or any advice that you like to, or a question you may just have, just press one. Okay? It'll give you a minute to do that. Okay? Be shy out there, y'all. I know y'all love to talk. So. Okay. Okay. We got a call, Jay? You got a call?
No, not yet. They just listening. Nobody pressed one yet.
Okay. All right. So now let's return back to the topic at hand. And the topic now that we want to touch on is, how do we go about, what are some of the things that we can do to build family and to build strength and brotherhood within our family? Because, you know, family doesn't mean that people automatically get along, right? You know, when we're in family structures, you know, sometimes there's a lot of, you know, dysfunction, you know, and things of that nature. So what are some of the things that can bring about benefit to a family? Well, in unifying a family. And most importantly, of course, I have to be very, very forward with you, is knowledge of Allah and belief. A belief system, as we say in aqidah, a belief system that is firm, okay, and sound, okay, is where you really, you know, you want to have a foundation that is greater than yourself, to where you're directing not only yourself but your family towards something that can engulf you and lead you all towards something that will benefit you all, not only in this life but in the hereafter, but also, you know, as you proceed through life, you know, because knowledge is key. Knowledge is key. You know, and when you're proceeding in life with knowledge, right, it opens up what? It opens up the door of wisdom. It opens up the door of wisdom, which enhances what? Your understanding. Right? Because knowledge shouldn't, you know, even though we know that this happens, knowledge, some people become, the more knowledge they attain, the more, you know, some people become arrogant, right? Okay, but if you're attaining knowledge with the correct comprehension, there should be some humility. There should be some attainment of humility. And this will be seen how? Well, how would this be seen? This will be seen in your character, in your disposition towards your family, right? As a well-known scholar, his name is Muhammad Nasiruddin Albani, and he stated that the fruit of one's knowledge is in his character. The fruit of one's knowledge is in his character. So when you have knowledge, you know, you're not a tyrant. You're not a bully. You're not an overly aggressive person. You know, there's a measure, right? And the people can see this in you, you know, because knowledge requires action. So as fathers and mothers of our family, the first thing we should attain is what? Knowledge. Knowledge. And this knowledge should be seen not through what we say or do, but it should be seen first, right, through our character. So our actions now proceed, right, from that knowledge. Our actions proceed from that knowledge. So now when our children are, they're hearing this knowledge or whatever that, you know, is being, you know, spoken to them or whatever, or they see you, you know, doing something, and the first thing they observe is, well, wow, my dad or my mom, look at how they're proceeding with this. And it's very, you know, they're interested now, they're intrigued. So now comes what? The speech, right? And of course you want to deliver that speech in the best of manners, right? Now, is it going to be easy all the time? No. Are you going to run into opposition and obstacles? Of course. But this is where you maintain the strength of this by being unwavered and proceeding while encountering these hardships, right? While encountering these hardships. So the character now is what is being exemplified. It's not, you know, it's what is being exemplified. Your character is what is being exemplified. So when your children or your other family member, they see this and they say, wow, you know, this is, you know, what I need to strive to practice. You know, at times we don't seem to understand how, as parents, it's not all about what I say. Do as I say and not what I, you know, not as I do. You know, no, because you have to realize that being an example is most important. Being an example is most important. You know, that is the thing that is most important, being an example, you know. And you should be the first to be changing, you know. You should be the first to be changing. As in my recently released book, I always talk, you know, I talk about, you know, having, you know, you know, having the courage to change, because to change, as I quote in my book, to change for the better should never fear. You should never fear. To change for the better, you should never fear. But to not change when you know you are wrong should be your greatest fear. And as parents, we are the first teachers to our children. So if our children can't see change in us, what makes you think that they're going to desire to change? They're not going to desire to change. They're not going to desire to change, you know. They're not going to desire to change. So you have to, you know, realize that things.
Be your greatest fear.
Because that says what about yourself? When you assess yourself and you know that this is wrong, your behavior, how you're carrying on, but yet you don't want to change it, that's ugly. Like, that's truly ugly. And to say to you, you know, I know this from past experience, you know, to say this to your children, well, I've been like this my whole life. You just got to get used to it. Like, that's ridiculous. So why should your children change? Because they've been like that their whole life, even though they haven't lived much of a life, but they've been like that their whole life. So why should they change? You know? But real talk. So, you know, having a good belief system that firmly directs you towards submission and obedience to Allah God, and exemplifying that, and, you know, establishing first the knowledge, and, you know, then proceeding with your actions, and then proceeding with your speech, is really something that we need to practice firmly. And it helps develop your family. It helps build a good structure in your family, you know, because structure is what it's all about. But the structure should not be a tyrannic structure to where, you know, your children can't see the necessary need of love, right, patience, and understanding. These three characteristics, love, patience, and understanding, you know, and I'm learning this. I'm learning that, you know, these are, you know, some of the primary ingredients, man, to having a family structure that, you know, aids you through getting and uniting and unifying your family and brotherhood, you know, and this is very important. So it's like, you know, encourage one another, encourage, you know, yourself most importantly towards, you know, developing this. And as I was just discussing, now patience is a very, very needed quality. You know, having patience with your family, because as yourself, your family is not going to be perfect human beings. They're not going to be perfect. And if you cast them out every single time they do wrong, if you're casting them out, like, you have to have a level of patience that allows you to have tolerance towards some behaviors. And I'm not saying, when I say be patient, I don't mean put up with, you know, everything that, you know, and just say, okay, you know, it's all right, you're just being passive. No, I said be patient. Be patient, meaning don't give up on them. Don't give up on them. You know, don't give up on them. You don't have to, you know, enable them, but don't give up on them, because that's your family. And cutting ties when your family is the last thing that you should be doing. Really, the last thing that you should be doing. Cutting ties from the people, your family, is a grave, grave, grave wrong. And it happens too much in our communities. Too much in our communities. Sisters and brothers and sisters, and children and parents not speaking to one another at all. You know, not speaking to one another at all because of failures and shortcomings. And, you know, like, yo, people make mistakes. And people don't change because of your desire for them to change. They don't just turn things around because of your desire for them to turn things around. But that don't mean, that doesn't mean settling for the harm. Being patient doesn't mean settling for the harm. It just means that you're there. You're there that when you want to change, when you desire to, you know, have an effect of something beneficial, I'm here for you. The door is open for you. I'm here. I'm right here for you. And this is very important, okay? And just having understanding, because your experience in life is not going to be the same as your mother, your father. There's going to be certain things that you're going to experience that they may not experience. you know. But if you don't allow yourself to be receptive to those things which you truly don't understand, like, you're going to create greater harm. I learned this personally from my beautiful daughter, Knowledge. You know, my daughter, I love her dearly. But for so long, you know, I didn't realize that, you know, she's experienced some things that I was unable to be there for. And things that I couldn't quite experience, because I'm not a female, you know, I'm not a woman. So I had to, you know, have understanding. I had to have understanding and lower my wing and humble myself. And yeah, because I have wisdom, I have more experience in life than her, but I still have to have some understanding to the issues that she was going through. So we talked about key things here, right? And establishing a structure in the family that brings about benefit with Knowledge, right? Having a firm belief system in building your family, establishing love, right? And establishing patience and understanding, right? But we talked about one thing, and I need you to realize, character. Character above all. You can love someone, you can be patient with them, but if your character contradicts all of that, man, they're not. You see, you know, yeah, you can love somebody and still your character be whacked out. Your treatment towards them and how you behave in your mannerisms and your etiquettes and things of that nature can be, you know, totally, you know, distorted. So my thing is, you know, just these things that you want to establish in the family and establish in the brotherhood of the family, and, you know, you want to really strive to project this this character, because, you know, you are primarily the first teacher of your children. You know, the mother and the father, the child learns directly from you first, you know. So just keep that in mind, and let's realize that. Now listen, I know there's somebody that hit that one by now. I know somebody that hit that one. So Jay Shaw, we got anybody there that want to come in and give us add on to what we're talking about here?
No, we don't. We got us numbers, you know, people listening, but nobody pressed one yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's good. As long as we have listeners, that's what's most important, right? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I want to introduce you all to another fact before we take another break. And and this is from the jail incarcerated rate by race in the U.S. in 2019, and this is Statista, okay, that's where this fact is coming from. And they said as of October, this was placed and posted October the 1st, 2021. In 2019, ladies and gentlemen, the incarceration rate of blacks in local jails in the U.S. was 600 incarcerations per 100,000 of the population. 600 incarcerations per 100,000 of the population. That's deep. That's deep, though. And I just want to on our show, we're going to present these numbers to you because, you know, me, I am very much proactive in advocating for there to be programs in place to prevention of incarceration. I mean, why do you incarcerate a person and then when they get incarcerated, Then you want to talk to them about, you know, anger management, conflict resolution, cognitive thinking, and all of these things. Now, we need to have these programs implemented in our schools now so that we can begin the process of recultivating, re-educating before the mistakes begin. You know, what's the sense? I get it. It helps, you know, and, you know, but I believe you can affect more people if you reach them before they get to the point of making the mistakes. And so that's my key. And I really hope that, you know, these are some of the things that bringing these points out will help some, you know, if you get some of these facts, which you're, you know, you're maybe not even contemplating. If I just touch one person to contemplate upon these issues, then, you know, hopefully we can all come together to bring some change. Okay? So, once again, when we return, we're going to go to the phone lines and see if there's any questions. Listen, if you're calling in and you would like to give some advice or ask a question, please dial 1. Please dial 1, and we will definitely plug you in and take your question or hear your advice or hear what you, you know, what you have to add on to the topic at hand, okay? So please, you know, if you want to give some, you know, some advice or if you want to just, you know, just hit 1, okay? And hopefully we'll hear from you real soon. And, you know, we can add on to this topic here because I think this is a very important topic, and I hope that, you know, everyone here is enjoying the conversation and the dialogue today, you know what I'm saying, because everything that we're expressing right now is very, very important. And I felt it very necessary to begin this first podcast reflecting upon the issues of family and all of these things, you know. So I'm hoping that you're listening and you're joining in, and I'm hoping that we're saying something, you know, that is, you know, aiding you and, you know, enhancing you and, you know, giving you a thought to maybe make some changes within your family and how you correlate with your family, you know what I'm saying, and how you correspond and correlate with your family, you know, because it's important, man. Like, these are serious times. I buried Friday 2 very important people to me, a good friend of mine by the name of Kareem, Michael Fowler. He passed away, and he passed away from a very serious ailment of, I think it was dementia. But he's a beautiful person. He was a brother to me. He was a teacher. He was my elder. He was like 2 years older than me. And I love this man very dearly. And alhamdulillah, we turned him back to Allah. And then there was my cousin, Finney. And Finney, she passed away sadly from COVID. So, which really broke my heart. But these were two very important people in my life. And they both were my family. They both were my family members. And, you know, it's just, you know, sad that we have so much separation between us with our families. So we're going to take a little 3-minute pause and then we're going to come back. And I want to see some people hit that 1 and come on and ask some questions or let me know what are your ideas about improvement in, you know, family and brotherhood in our communities, and what things can we do to enhance our communities and our family unity, you know? Come on, all right? Let's all get in there together. We're going to take a little 3-minute break. We'll return in 3 minutes, okay? So
I bet. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me.
Relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you, niggas. These shoes can't fit you, niggas. You can play it off. Looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then half the mistake is there. Find a sense of tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real, being genuine. Yourself.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. 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 Rabbil alameen. And what I said there in translation is all praise and all thanks belong to Allah. And I said that Allah, He is the Lord of all mankind and jinn and everything that exists. And how beautiful that is. You know, this is a beautiful night for me. Like, to be doing what I'm doing right now, because a year ago, I was actually sitting in a prison population of 90 men at St. Bride. And, you know, at that time, there were men actually sick, dying around me. And it's amazing that I'm sitting here now, you know, and here with you and my family, you know. Sometimes I wonder, like, really, you know, like do people realize, like, how important it is and how grateful they should be to be with the people that they love and who love them. Like, you're with people who you love and who love you the same. You know, you're not surrounded by people who don't want the best for you. You know, you're there with people who care about you and who are wanting nothing but to see you prosper. You know, at least that's what you should be surrounded by. Because listen, your life is a blink of an eye, man. Life is a blink of an eye, and you're not gonna have many opportunities like to take back the wrongs and things like that. So you definitely want to try to reach out to these people, man, and, give them you know, your time. You know, give them your time and give them your thoughts and, you know, give them your love, because things are hard out here, man. And it's not getting any better. And we really need one another. You know, we really need one another. We need community. We need family, most importantly. And you have to understand that you are valuable. You are important to the people who love you, you know. And, you know, so I'm just making this statement to you. You know, hoping that there's some understanding brought about through this podcast tonight of the importance of family and community and unity in the family and community. You know, we're talking about an old issue. We're talking about an issue that has been resonating through our communities for years, but yet we still haven't come to a solution. We still haven't come to a peak of solving this problem. And, you know, I just want to, you know, it's crazy, but, you know, I put on my Facebook page the other day, and it's a statement that I spoke of yesterday. I was interviewed by my cousin, King Henry, on his podcast yesterday. And I spoke very directly at the situations at hand. But one of the things that I said was, and a quote that I have is, "The truth is everyone who says they support you is not a supporter of you." Think about what I'm saying. The truth is everyone who says they support you is not a supporter of you. And sadly, that's the case. That's the case. You know, and people are not, you know, always even, you know, they might say, yeah, I want to see the best for you. You know, I want you, yeah, I'm glad to hear you doing this. Like, you know, I've heard so many people, you know, bro, Brother Malai, man, you know, you're doing well out here, man. You know, you've been home and you do right. But when I tell you I got a book, a new book, and I'm asking you to come out and support my book, you know, you're shooting me down, you know. And, or, you know, it's ridiculous. You're not, you know, if I tell you to come on the podcast, you know, you tell me, yeah, I'll be there. No show. You know, when I tell you, oh, hey, it's a post, we got a nonprofit event going on, and you don't even come out to the event where you got free food and you ain't even got to pay for nothing. You can't even take a partial moment out of your time, you know. And it's just, the evil eye is real. People will tell you that they're for you and they support you, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, they're not supporters of you. They're not supporters of you. And you really got to, you know, understand that this is why you have to develop that love for yourself. You have to develop and build that love for you, man. You have to come first in that love. It can't be for them. It can't be for everybody else, because they're going to let you down. They're going to let you down. But if you love in yourself with that intensity and that aspiration and all of these things, man, you know, then, you know, and I support you too, babe. My wife just sent me a text telling me she supports me, and I support her too. You know, you have to come first. You have to come first, because you have to hold yourself up. And if you have this love for yourself, then it's easier for you to love someone else appropriately. It's easier for you to understand the need of supporting someone instead of supporting them with dreams. huh? Instead of supporting him with illusions of your grandeur of you wanting to be there for them. When you love yourself, you know how important that is. You know how important that is. And you recognize that, yo, you're not going to shortchange yourself, so you're not going to shortchange anybody else. So, you know, like I said, man, look, another little thing, and these quotes I'm going to say to you time in and time out. The truth is everyone who says they support you is not a supporter of you, okay? So the truth kicks the brains out of falsehood. And so right now, truth is kicking the brains out of falsehood. And we keeping it 100 on this podcast. You know, now, I ain't seeing nobody come in and hit that one. I know y'all got some questions out there that y'all want to ask tonight and some things. And I understand that, you know, you might be a little shy, but trust me, we're not going to bite you. We're not going to bite you. We're not going to hurt you. So, you know, come on and, you know, give a shout, you know. I know that you all out there supported me, and I appreciate that. That's what's important. I appreciate that. There are some people. Now, one of the things is this. I do have some true supporters, and I want them to know that I love them. I can't mention all your names, so I'm not going to begin because you guys know who you are. Like, man, my family is strong. I got a family out there that man, they strong, man. And I'm so grateful because you guys are the reasons why I am speaking of family and community as I am today. You guys are the reason. You guys are the reason. All of y'all know what I'm talking about. Excuse me, I'm getting a little emotional here, but, you know, you people, you know, who have supported me even while I was in prison, when I was in the Sijit, and who advocately support me now, you know, I can't pronounce, I can't say you all, and I don't want to begin because I don't want to leave anybody out, and, you know, you guys are just tremendous, man, like, you know, and one of my avid supporters, my producer, Randy J. Sean Jackson, that's my man, you know. We grew up together, you know, we grew up together, and it's beautiful to see that's my family. Like, you know, this is a dude that, you know, he reached out to me, you know, to do what I'm doing right now, you know, and I never would consider doing no podcast, you know what I'm saying, but he seen potential in me, and he believed in me, and he reached out to me, you know, and felt that I can have an impact, you know, and that's why we're doing here Point of Impact Podcast. Huh? That's right. Your host, Eric L. Hansford. Huh? Eric L. Hansford. Minhaj Malah. Huh? That's right. We here. And we here doing it. You know, we doing what we doing. And I want to thank a lot of people, though, right now, because we're coming to, we're going to end this about like 8:30 tonight. You know, we're just going to, I want to thank everyone for the recent prayers that they've been sending out for my sister, my sister's family. You can't imagine how much it meant for me to see you all praying for them and, you know, asking God for their wellness and their healing. I was so deeply touched. Like, you know, it was beautiful to see and experience. Okay? And I thank you all so very much for your prayers and your time to consider someone other than yourself, someone that you don't even know. Like, that's what I'm talking about. You know, community, family, right? Just vision, a chain people working together, okay, to bring about good and benefit for others. A team. You know, not just some words and not just, you know, slighted ideas, but actualization and exemplifying mannerisms and actions of people working hard. Just imagine that. So, you know, it's a love, and we can all, you know, visualize this and see it, you know, coming to, you know, blessing. You know, so I see it. I believe it can happen. One of the things is that I'm here now with, you know, brothers that I'm surrounded with, my brother Emmanuel Asu, Kerman, and my brother Mikiel, and my family Universe, Black Aline, you know, my man E.T., all these people, you know, holding me down, the brother Abdul Rahman, you know, all these dudes who are in my corner, Abdul Bahi, you know, all these dudes, man, Shaquille Ali, all of them, Abdul Rafiq, you know, Yaya is in Gaston, you know, my whole chain, my main man, K. Newsom, you know, like, hey, these are dudes that roll with me and they hold me down, and, you know, I'm grateful for them. So, you know, just remember, people, you know, family, man, and community is essential, okay? And where will we be without one another? You know, where will we be without one another? So, you know, let's all stay focused. And I love my family in Jersey, you know, my children, my grandchildren. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm grateful for them all. And, inshallah, you know, I believe that with consistency and, you know, consistent reminders, we can definitely build, you know, this society to be a better society for us all, okay? So, you know, let's keep that in mind. And listen, I'm gonna give y'all one more shot now, all right? Deshaun, do we got anybody calling in? You know, do we got anybody want to say good night, or anybody want to say a few words before we close tonight? Just
yes,
just one.
Yes, we have a caller. You want to bring him in now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, one second. 3395, you on the line.
Hey, hi, Derek. Yeah. It's Kathy.
Okay, Kat. That's right. That's one of my supporters, y'all. One of my big supporters. My back in the day high school sweetheart, a good friend of mine, beautiful person. Kat, how you doing?
Good. I just wanted to tell you, I have no questions this time, but probably for the next time, because I just started reading your book. I received it today, so I'm sure I'm going to have tons of questions. Yeah, so I'm going to have tons of questions for your next podcast on, and, you know, focus on the book itself.
Okay.
But I want to
thank you for sharing
your life and experience, because it takes a strong brother to share his life and his wrongdoings in order to help other people that are in that path. You know what I mean? So I want to thank you for your time and your life.
No.
Everyone else.
Thank you, Kat. I deeply appreciate it. So why don't you share with our listeners and potential readers how are you enjoying the book?
Actually, I'm halfway through it, so it's a nonstop read.
Wow.
It's an easy read.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm really enjoying it, and I can relate to a lot of what you're saying, and maybe in your podcast I could hear my ideas and what helped me grow being a sister from Patterson, growing up
That's
around
right.
the same neighborhood with the same issues, you know, and
That's
we could talk
right.
about that. I want to finish reading before I, you know, share my thoughts.
That's
but it is.
Wonderful.
It's a quick read, well, easy read, and it's
okay.
relatable. I'm sure that a lot of your readers
okay.
will be able to relate to what you're sharing and, you know, and
wow.
get insight. Well.
Oh, Kat, man, you don't know. You really, thank you for lifting me up here because I thought I was drowning for a minute. I thought I was drowning
listen.
Over here for a minute.
People just don't like to
yeah.
talk, Malan. We don't like, and
yeah.
that's why I'm
yeah.
telling you thank you for sharing because, you know,
yeah.
We've all dug ourselves out of some, you know, dungeon and not everyone
that's
is,
right.
is easy to share their garbage. You know what I mean?
So
and then my even
so
my dog
you.
Is yelling at me.
So let me ask you, did you find the topic today one that was definitely refreshing?
Yes. The only thing, and I would say, is how. And I'm speaking from my perspective, is
mm-hmm.
like my family, and you know my family.
Mm-hmm.
Not having my support, which is only my mother, but my aunts and everyone else in my family wasn't uplifting, so I can't build a family when people bring you down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can't
mm-hmm.
have
mm-hmm.
that family like you're talking about because I had to do it by myself.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
So,
and building family?
Yeah.
So I can't relate
but
to
see,
that as much because my family brought me down. You know?
See, that's the reason why I was injecting on first bringing about the fact that, see, community, like, you have family, Kat. You have
yeah.
family who's lifting you up, and we're lifting you up right now. I'm your family. You see what I'm saying? And
yeah.
what this is, and this is important. This is what I was saying. Like, you see, so many of us have experienced that. I know what that feels like. I know what that feels like. You know what I mean? But my family, even though we've had the encounters of one another where, you know, people would put you down and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I found that I had to do for me was change me. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
as long as I worked on changing me, then I can, in turn, possibly have an impact on someone nearest to me to where they can see, well, okay, you know what? I need to maybe work on myself because Kathy's doing well and she's growing and she's excusing me for the harms and the wrongs and the things that I've done to her. Why can't I do the same for her? You understand? And sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you present that other opposite of what is being, you know, projected upon you, and not allowing yourself to fall into the expectation thing of, you know, well, you're my family. You're supposed to be like this. You're supposed to be, no, because you got to see, they're psychologically ill too. They have
mm-hmm.
to grow. But, you know, it can't happen in me or your time. It has to happen in God's time. So the only way that it's going to happen like that is for us to continue. That's why I was talking about that word of patience. You see what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
and how we would have to have the patience to allow God's growth to take place in their life, not in our time, but in his time. You see what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
from what I know of you, you're definitely doing that. And I just want you to know
mm-hmm.
that you're a strong person. You have always been a strong person. And, you know, God places no burden upon you which you cannot bear. And there's a great, great narration of a man who went to his father, and he asked his father, he said, "Oh, father, who are the people who are tried the most?" And his father responded to him and said, "Surely the messenger and prophets of God." And then he said, "Well, who after them, father?" And then his father said, "Surely those who follow them, the scholars who would follow them, the preachers or the you know." And then he said, "Well, who after them?" And then he said again, "The people who strive in righteousness." And then he said, "Well, then who?" He said, he went all the way down to the layman person. And he said that even to the layman person, to the point that they will get to the point to where God will one day place them to a barrier, a level or measure that there will be nothing that will be of harm to them. You see, so God loves those whom he, you know, puts through trial, and he puts them through the trial because there's something greater that he wants you to receive, that if he didn't put you through the trial, you wouldn't receive it. You see what I'm saying? But because he knows of your strength, he knows of your qualities, he knows of your potential greatness, this is why he has placed you in that position. So, you know, just from me to you, because you've been an inspirational person in my life since I've been knowing you, you are definitely an inspirational person in my life today, and I definitely want to thank you because you are a supporter of me. You support me not only with your words, but you support me with your love and your concern for me, and I deeply thank you, Kat. Thank you so much for, you know, and you're showing it now by just being here for me, and I appreciate you, you know. Thank you so much, okay?
Always, always, Derek, always.
All right. So we're going to close out of here in 5 minutes. Jay Sean, do we have anyone else on the line?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Nobody pressed one yet.
But we're gonna take these last 5 minutes and we're gonna close out and round up. Thank Kathy. We thank Kathy for calling in tonight. She's a beautiful person. I encourage you, you know, Kathy, to continue to do the things that you've been doing to improve in your life as well as the life of those nearest to you. Okay. And I send you my love. And that was a beautiful call in. Come on, guys, we got 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes to give me a call in. Let me get one more call. One more call in. Hit that one. And tell me how you're doing out there. Peace. Give me that call. Got one?
Not yet. There's people listening, but they're not pressing one.
Okay. Well, I'm going to I want to read another little passage from my book in closing tonight. There's something I wanted to say to you all. In life, we're going to run into many, many, many obstacles. You know, it's funny, but we were just having that call, and Kathy was just talking about one. And that obstacle is, you know, everybody's not always going to be willing like you're going to be willing, you know. And barriers are going to be in front of you, but you just really have to be strong. I'm going to tell you something that happened to me. I've been home now, like I said, 10 months. I applied for a job at a center for mental behavioral health, and I applied as a mental tech. I'm totally qualified. Okay, I'm a certified drug and alcohol counselor, totally qualified. They hired me, and they had to do an FBI background check. And it took them 3 weeks to come back with the background check. Well, they came back with a background check, and they did not hire me. They fired me. And the reason why they fired me is because I had a possession charge at the age of 16. A possession charge at the age of 16. I'm 55 years old. I haven't had a felony in over 25 years. Okay? Listen, people. You know, barriers are going to be there. Things are going to deflate you when you're, you know, elevating and you're seeing yourself, you know, taking off and you're getting on an... And things are going to happen that's going to get in your way to stumble you and try to push you back. But you have to be persistent, and you have to keep on moving. In the book, as a matter of fact, on page 89, you will hear the quote, "Barriers are meant to block a path. So avoid the path that has them." Barriers are meant to block a path, so avoid the path that has them. So when you come to that barrier, guess what? Find another path. Find another path. You ain't got to fight through the barrier. Find another path, because there is another path that will be there to allow you to prevail and succeed and pursue the life that you're striving to pursue. The things that you want to bring into your life. If you want family and you want created in your family, within your unit, within your circle, because your circle is not going to necessarily be large. Like my circle, even though I consider it to be large, is small. But the people that, man, they are huge. The people in my circle are huge people. Their hearts, you know, and you just got a phone call from, we just got a phone call from one of the more beautiful people in my life. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just grateful for all you guys. You know, I'm grateful for having that support, having people who motivate me. This is why I wake up every day and I strive to motivate others, because there are people who are striving to motivate me. You know, and so I like to give back. You know, I like to give back. I used to feel some kind of way sometimes because, my heart. Sometimes I would think, my little bro is listening, Keyshawn. I love you, bro. Okay. K in the house, Keyshawn. We should have put him on the line. Hey, K. Hey, let me see if you see K up there, bro. If you see his brother K Short, I should have put him on the spot. I love you too, big bro. Little bro, I love you, man. But, you know, things like when these barriers get in your way, man, you have to be real. In my heart, is something that meets plenty of barriers. But, you know, I just hang in there and I strive to continue to pursue being the person I am, trying to, aid myself in doing the things that I love to do and treating people the way that I love to treat them, you know. And that's where I stand, and I'm not letting anybody shake me on that. You know, I'm not letting anything shake me on that. I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing and striving to do the things that I've been doing to help people, because it helps me, you know. It helps me to help people. It helps me to be able to, you know that I did some kind act for someone else. Because, yeah, I'm seeking a reward, but my reward I'm seeking is from Allah. My reward I'm seeking is from Allah. And I posted the other day, I said my heart is, and I posted this on Facebook. I posted on my page, on my feed, news feed. I posted, my heart is and always has been my downfall, right? Because I care so much for others. And then I said, all praise and thanks for Allah for a caring heart. And may he increase me in that. Ameen. So I'm that guy that has the big heart. And yeah, my heart gets crushed. You know what I'm saying? It gets crushed, you know, because I want to be treated the way, you know, that I the way that I treat others. And some, you know, it doesn't always turn out that way. But you know what? I'm grateful. I'm thankful for that heart. I'm grateful and I'm thankful to have a heart that cares and considers others, no matter how they may feel about me, you know. And I'm truly grateful for it. And I'm praying that everyone here receives something of benefit tonight. You know, and I'm praying that everyone, is considering, you know, doing something that will help not only themselves, but someone else tonight, tomorrow, and the next day. We only got 3 days in a week, today, tomorrow, and yesterday, okay? That seven-day thing, it's only 3 days, today, tomorrow, and yesterday. So, you know, there you go. You can do something today to impact tomorrow from what you did yesterday. Okay? So let's just get on point. Let's get on point, man, and let's get out here and grind. It's been a wonderful, blessed night for me. I'm going to get ready to get out of here and get to my beloved mother, who is
You got another caller, brother.
Oh, we do? Well, let's take this one more. Yes. Let's take this caller, y'all. We're going to take this caller before we go.
All right.
That's wonderful.
9728, you on the line?
Fellas, what's going on?
Peace. Who we speaking to?
Aha. This is K-Sean, my love.
K-Sean, what's up, baby? As-salamu alaykum, baby, bro.
Well, alaykum as-salam. I ain't making no noise.
Yeah, you,
I'm just tuned in, man. Tuned in. Listen,
hey, man. I appreciate it, brother. And,
you know,
it's great. But I'm going to tell y'all again. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is my family right here. This brother is my family. And when I came home, I was working. And guess who popped up at my shop to surprise me? K-Sean and A-Sean popped up. Came all the way from Paso, New Jersey to see me, man. And came down to my store. And I was at work. And they came down and they supported. And you know, to this day, bro, I love you, man. And, I can't forget that moment because I was at work. And my brother called me and said, man, your people here, man. I was like, what? What?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I was like, oh, my God, I couldn't leave my job. You know, that was the most beautiful feeling, man. Like, bro.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, bro, what did you think of tonight's podcast? How did you feel about some of the topics we talked about?
I tuned in a little late, man, because, you know, I was, you know, feeding my face and all that other stuff. But I tuned in, you know, for the last part of you talking and everything, you know. And my thing was, you know, I'm a reacher. I got to support my brother, you know what I mean? I got to support, you know, you and Jay, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Malak, for real, within that short period of 10 months you've been home, bro, you have did a lot, man. You have did a lot. A lot,
thank you,
bro.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Man.
And like I said, well, I follow, but, you know, you and Jay both know me, man. I'm always in the cut, but I see you know, I don't make myself known about a lot of things, but I'll be on it. And when I could, I reach out, I support, you know what I'm saying? It's like my support for, you know, like you and Jay Sean is so strong. I could do what I can do. I'm going to see Brother Jay Sean don't even know, yo. When his book signing was taking place and I couldn't show up, nothing I'm bragging about. I couldn't show up. This is about us. This with us. I sent him a donation from our hospital bed. I was in the hospital that day. I sent it to him.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
It's the support, you know, the support that I have for y'all, what y'all doing, you know what I mean? Something positive. You did?
Nah, without doubt, family. That's you know, but that's what we grew up on. That's how we was raised.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why we the men we are right now, you know? That 17th Ave love, B. That's some real love we was feeling out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I tell people in a minute, like, there's no regrets. I'm so grateful to Allah for the Qadr of Allah to allow me to go through that experience with you brothers, because from it I gained nothing but brotherhood. You know, you and Nashawn is the closest people to me. Well, Shireen too, but you know, y'all the closest ones to me from the app. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And and we, you know, I love you so much, bro. And I definitely appreciate everything that you've been. Always, you know, giving me motivation and always being there to ignite in me, you know, the energy, man, to like, yo, just keep my head up and keep pushing, you know?
Yeah.
And, yo, it's real talk, man. And the one thing I love most about, you know, you're a beautiful father, man, today. You know, I love to see you on Facebook, man, with your daughters, man. You,
that's their honor, you know?
Yeah. That's what's up. And see, that's what we was talking about today, family, you know, in community and unity of the family. And you a prime example of that, bro. That's one thing I know for sure. You know, you loving them kids, man. And I love
that. They keep me young, a lot. They keep me young, man. They get older. I ain't. They getting older. I ain't getting older.
They getting older than them?
They is, not me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Jack. Yeah. That's what's up.
So, you know, hey, I just wanted to reach out my law. But I'm going to be on point, which I know you come on Tuesdays, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Because, you know, it's like it's a lot of things that me and you can relate to. Because we've been
Absolutely.
Through that Commonwealth situation, brother. We've been
through that Commonwealth situation.
So a lot of things you're speaking about, I can relate to it. You know what I'm saying? I've been through that Commonwealth. You know,
there's a lot of things
we've been through. A lot of things we put ourselves through together. A lot of things, man. A lot.
That's right.
I got a story to tell about me and you, bro.
Don't do it, man. Please, I'm gonna wait.
I gotta wait till the topic pop up. I'm like, oh yeah,
okay.
I can link it.
It's some people right now listening saying, go big, spill the beans, please, spill the beans.
Hey, only way you're going to get the wins, bro, you got to keep it real, like they say, keep it real, show, brother.
Keep it real, what
you doing now,
that's right.
Where you came from and what you're doing now, shoot.
Yes, sir.
Man, you outshine that situation, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But I appreciate it, you know, a lot, like you said, you know. As soon as you came home, you opened your shop, me and Big Bruh popped up on you. But at the same token, the first place you touched ground when the very first time you came to Jersey was you came straight to my crib. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You came straight to my crib. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Before you
That's
went anywhere
right.
else,
that was the
you came
first
straight
spot
here.
I hit. That's
yeah.
the first
you
spot
came
I
straight
hit.
To this, bro. Nothing but love. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely,
yeah.
man. Yo, Kay, I love you, man. And
Tell you know,
Nate
I love
him, man. That's my baby boy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I love y'all, man.
Hey, yo. Get them long sleeves, bro. Get them long sleeves, bro. I need some of them long sleeves, bro.
Okay,
yeah.
I got some in the shop right now.
Matter of fact,
I'm getting ready to come up there in November. I'm gonna pack some up and bring them for you.
Right. That'll work.
Right.
Well, yeah.
I got you.
I'm just here to support my brother. So I ain't going to hold the line up. Let someone else get a chance to talk. But, you know, love is love.
All right,
bro. I'll holler at you, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
all right, family. I love you, man. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Hey. Yo, that's what I'm talking about, B. That's crazy. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, that's what I'm talking about, family. That's what I'm telling y'all, like, family, like, yo, I'm that serious. I was home a month. They bust the move down here. You understand me? They bust the move down here. Him and they saw, man, was out here in front of my store while I'm at work. They was trying to surprise me, y'all. And when they got here, I was at work. And, I mean, man, they bust the move down here. And all the way from Patterson, man, just to come and see me. You know, and they hadn't seen me in over 25 years, even longer than that, because actually when I left, they hadn't seen me. You know what I'm saying? So you talking about 30, maybe 35 years they hadn't seen me. You know what I'm saying? But the minute they found out I was home, and they knew where to get, they came right to my place, and it was the most beautiful feeling, man. It was the most beautiful feeling, you know, because we just opened the store, and they came right in. They, you know, they showed me some love. And it's like I said, man, that's what it's about. But next week, I want you all to join us. I'm sorry that my the brother Emmanuel couldn't, you know, come on and share with us his story. And, you know, because his brother has a beautiful story. But he was, you know, he did call me. He wasn't feeling well. You know, he was a little exhausted. You know, the man does a lot. I get it, you know. But next week, we're going to try to have Brother Mikiel on and be at the Will of Allah, inshallah. He'll be able to come on and tell us a little more about how he was able to establish doing what we're doing right here with Ian and Barbara Lounge and some of the other things that he's doing with his Cosmic Stream and also, you know, some of the things that he does, you know, which is really, really cool. I think you're going to really enjoy hearing this young brother and his story of entrepreneurship and things of that nature. So, but we're going to attack some issues next week. Everybody join in.
Tuesday. And if you know somebody you love, join in. We're going to be here from 7 to 9. We may, you know, it depending on the climate, you know, how we feeling, we may, cut it down at 9:30. Like, we was about to shut it down, and then we got a call. See, that's what I like, because we give ourselves room to, you know, enjoy a little more. You know what I'm saying? And that was love. We ain't got no more callers up there, do we, Jay?
No, not at this time. No, we don't.
Okay. So with that, I'm going to close you all. And in closing, I want to remind you, Community of United Focus is my nonprofit. It's a 501c3 organization. Please, we do need donations. And if you have a business or you have an organization and you want us to, you know, sponsor your organization or your business, please forward me, send me, my mother is trying to get in again, send me a post or a message, and we can work something out. We do advertise. We will be marketing for anybody who wants to market their business. You know, get at us. You know, we'll give you a nice little holler and represent your business right here on Point of Impact Podcast with your host, Derek L. Hansford, which is presented by Randy J. Sean Jackson. And listen, y'all give us a holler, okay? Remember, Point of Impact Podcast with Derek L. Hansford on Tuesday nights at 7, from 7 to 9. Y'all join in. We getting ready to get real nice with it. We got some beautiful long topics that we need to talk about. So, you know, and if you have anything that you can help with donations, please do so. The book, Point of Impact, is available. You can get it at Lulu.com. You can get it at Lulu.com. Okay, or you can go on my Facebook page, and you can go ahead and hit the link, and it will take you right to purchasing the book. That will, you know, without any issues, you'll be able to get in there. Assalamu alaikum to sister. Says she has a question. First, let me say that. Sister Miriam says that Sister Miriam Abdullah, who's a supporter, and I'm so grateful to have her as a sister of faith. She says that she's, let me say that she's greeting me with the salams of assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. She said that she had a question, and she said, first let me say that I'm very sad that you were fired over a felony that you got when you were 16 years old. Can you not get that expunged? Now, I'm going to try to answer that real quick. Getting it expunged is something that's possible, but see, when you have your FBI background check, is something that they never will remove from your record. And why is that? Because let's say some people may have had a child molestation charge, and then they go and they apply for a job, you know, somewhere, you know, or they may have had a statutory rape charge, okay? And then you go and they, you know, and they apply for a job. Depending on certain federal mandated jobs, they won't allow you to get these jobs based upon these. So I don't know if having it expunged is something I can do, but it's something I'm desperately looking into. I know that I have gotten my rights restored here in the state of Virginia. I have my rights restored. Like, I can vote, I can do all of these things, but I don't vote. That's against my faith. But I do have rights restored to me. The thing that I'm striving right now to get back restored is my gun rights, my gun handling rights, to get my security out. I just found out today that I have a standing driving record. Okay, I have a standing driving record, so I must, you know, I can work for a security company driving or things like that. So that was a good question, Sister Miriam. Jazakallah khairan for asking such a beautiful question. But that is something that I would definitely have to look into, and I'm going to try to have that answer for you next week, okay, inshallah, okay? I'm going to try to have that answer for you all next week. So stay tuned, because those are things that we do. Anybody that has any question pertaining to legal situations for their family members or anyone incarcerated, please, you can messenger me. We'll look, investigate for you, and we'll bring it up on the next topic, okay? We will mention these things on the next topic. Please reach out to us, because that's what we're here for. Community United Focus is about the community. And anything that we can aid you in, you know what I'm saying, to assist you from, or your family, from any trials that they may be going through, please contact me. I do have certain attorneys who work on specific issues, especially here in the state of Virginia, okay? And we can also look into, if you're out of the state of Virginia, we can definitely look into finding you assistance outside of the state, okay? So just look, we're here for you, but I need you to support me. I need donations. I need help, you know what I'm saying? And donations don't always have to be financial or monetary. You know, if you have time and means, please, and you can donate it towards helping us to help someone else, then please do so, okay? And once again, I want to thank you all. I want to give mad love to Ian and Barbara Lounge, and also Authentically Me for their support and their sponsorship in our organization. And I can't, my wife, I love you too, baby. Period. So, you know, I want to give, you know, mad love to Kayshawn and Kathy, you know, for calling in tonight. I really deeply appreciate you guys, and I love you guys both. You know, you guys, you know, are very important to me. So, listen, like I said, you know, everyone, you know, remember, family, community is family. Let's build this community together. You know, let's build this community, and let's get this family built, and let these people know that, hey, we can change the world all together. All right? We can change the world. As long as we're changing yourself individually, you can change the world. And in closing, we're going to always remember this, people, the battle of self must be won before the war against another can begin. The battle of self must be won before the war against another can begin. All right? And with that, I'm going to close. May Allah's guidance, all of our hearts, my heart and your heart, towards the straight path. And may he soften our hearts that we may receive all that he has provided for us and all that is good. Through the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may the praise and salutation of Allah be upon him. Thank you all for joining me tonight on my first ever Point of Impact podcast. This is Derek L. Hanford, a.k.a. Minhaj Malai, about to leave you all. Have a safe night, and please, remember, the battle itself must be won before the war against another can begin. My man, Randy Kayshawn Jackson, take us out of here. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate you. Love.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's go.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a dare. Spider senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.